not great news. The score was down a little bit. It was down to a score of 75.0, and this is on a scale of 0 to 100. So it's a little bit off its all-time high. But it's not all bad news either. This is the fifth out of the last six quarters that the score has been above 75, and the 75 is a score that we haven't seen prior to the end of 2009. So we saw a good increase in the fact that government websites are doing a better job of satisfying consumers and citizens, that climbed steadily into the end of 09 and then kind of has been flat and steady since then.
And yet the satisfaction level with government services that are provided showing sort of not great numbers.
Yeah, when we compare it to the general measurement of satisfaction with government services, those scores are down quite a bit. And so in comparison, the eGov side of the equation is holding its own, which is good news for all those website managers and federal government.
There were a couple of factoids in there that are interesting. One of them was kind of like one of these V8 moments where you sort of go, oh, well, sure. Agencies that have more of a regulatory side like IRS, guess what? They don't do as well as somebody like SSA, which Social Security, which just hands out money.
That's exactly right. I mean, there is a little bit of a ceiling that we see for some types of sites. Clearly, the benefit-oriented sites are going to do a little bit better. And we have some sites in government that perform at a remarkable level. We've always used 80 as kind of the threshold. When you're above 80, you're doing really remarkably well. And that's based on, you know, the millions of surveys that have been done over the years of measuring both private sector companies and government sites as well. And we had 33 sites out of the 111 that were measured in this index scored 80 or higher, 30% of them. And that was very, very impressive.
And it generally, there's a real tie, and we've talked about this before, between doing things well and then folks having trust in you.
Yes, there's a very strong relationship, and what we see is that as satisfaction with sites and services grows, so does their trust in government, and so does their likelihood to participate in government. So, you know, going back to the agenda of open government that was set out for government a couple years ago now, and I think it's actually right around exactly 2 years, the payback in terms of satisfying citizens as they are interacting with government does relate to higher trust in government, higher likelihood to use these websites, and the higher likelihood to participate in government as well.
And one of the things that for folks who outside of the government probably surprises them, for those of us inside, there's a wide range of folks doing really, really well and folks almost not in the ballpark.
Yes, there are some that are doing phenomenal. As an example, Social Security, the Retirement Estimator website, and the iClaim website both have a score of 90. Those are higher scores than we see in the private sector. They're better than when you look at Amazon and Google and some of the best sites, they outperform them. At the same time, we see a wide range in the scores where we have some sites that are much lower in the 60s and some even in the 50s. And we look at it as at least they're on the path to improvement, because one of the first things you need to do before you can start to improve is to understand where you are, is to measure where you are today. And the right measurement here is in the eyes of the citizens. Do citizens think that they're getting the right things that they need from these sites? Are they satisfying them? Are they meeting their needs and exceeding their expectations?
One of the parts that I love about this report is that it shows that some of the e-government websites actually are on par or even surpass some of the private sector, some of the really stars out there.
It's remarkable. I mean, some of the successes are just phenomenal. And it's not a question of whether the site is necessarily a better performing site than a private sector site where it's outperforming it. So where, you know, the Social Security site outperforms Google, we're not saying that the Google site is worse from a technical standpoint. What we're saying is that the Social Security site is doing a better job of meeting the needs and exceeding the expectations than that Google or Amazon site might be. And expectations are a key thing here. Citizens want to interact with government. They want to do it as easily and as efficient as possible. And as more and more things are moved from traditional channels to the web, it obviously makes it a lot easier for citizens to interact, to be more in touch with government, to do things in a quicker and efficient way. And a great example is Social Security. The ability to apply for benefits online is phenomenal and greatly exceeds the expectations that citizens have.
The report right near the end has some sort of harbingers of things to come, and one of them is there's no resting on your laurels. There's all sorts of young people who were born digital coming into the government services, and their demands are going to be exceedingly high.
That's right. And in fact, the good performance that we're seeing out of many of these sites does nothing more than raise the expectations that we have of dealing with them in the future. So
great.
Yeah,
you thought you did well, you know, to wake up today. What are you going to do for me? What are you going to launch today?
Right. A lot of truth to that. And, you know, and it's unique to the web channel because the interface with the web continues to emerge and continues to mature. And now as we're moving into mobile, and government is starting to do more and more on mobile apps and ability to interact with government that way, that's also going to see a fast rising expectation among consumers.
And so the big takeaways from this always are you really have to think about the end user as you're developing a lot of these tools.
That's exactly right. You can't manage what you don't measure. So, you know, the goal is to meet the needs of citizens and provide them information and services in the most effective way. The beauty of e-government is it does provide a win-win environment. Not only are we able to get more information in a citizen's hands quicker and easier, but it's also a more cost-effective way for government to put out information to complete transactions with citizens and so on. So it truly is a benefit to both sides, which is something that you often don't see, where we're able to improve service and ultimately lower the cost.
And yet I still see stories out there, people saying, okay, how do you do a cost benefit for a lot of these e-government applications, tools, whatever? People saying, okay, how do I present this in a very tough budget environment?
Some are easier than others, and to justify, you know, where there's a transaction involved, like a Social Security benefits application, it's easy to justify. It's easy to look at the cost of servicing somebody in a branch location versus the cost of servicing somebody online. When we get to the pushing out of information, it's obviously a lot softer. It's about, are we making citizens more involved? Are they going to be more likely to participate in government, which ultimately leads to what most would say a more democratic type of government? And we're going to do that by giving them more information and more access to information. And it really plays well to the interest in being a more transparent government. And so there are a lot of benefits that are a little softer, a little hard to measure in dollars and cents. But when we're talking about getting information and getting services out, there's no more cost-effective way than eGov. The payback for doing a good job in meeting citizens is not only a good experience for citizens, but will ultimately lead to those people recommending it to others, coming back and using that as a primary resource, which also helps increase those potential cost savings as well.